opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hour number three of The Blitz on a Friday. Heading into your 4th of July weekend, Mike Liebeschock and A.J. Hoffman, along with our promotions team, who could not care less. At Saloon Door Brewing.
Not at all.
In Webster. Get on down here. They just gave a 10-minute warning before the Beer Olympics begin out front. Again, the Alzheimer Foundation, the longest day, reaping the benefits. And, man, they have been practice cornholing, getting their skills up to par for a solid hour. And they've been drinking at the same time. So if you're sober and you're good at it, get on down here. I think you could probably rounder this place. You come out here and ringer it.
Make it all right. They're throwing, basically testicles.
Yes, correct.
And there's three tiers. I don't know what that game's called. What would you call that? Ball toss?
Ball toss.
All right.
Ball throw.
I've never seen it. It's like a game of washers or cornhole, but there's, a three-tiered rack system.
Nut busting.
And there's two balls on a string that you throw and try to hang them across there.
Bolas. I don't know.
Oh, no, that's ladder golf.
Ladder golf, they call that?
Ladder golf?
Yeah.
Interesting.
First time I saw it was up in Milwaukee.
Is that some kind of redneck Olympic event? How do you know that, Tyler?
Because, the first time I saw it was in Milwaukee, and they were playing it, tailgating
Milwaukee.
For a Brewers game.
So it's a Joel Blank sport.
Maybe.
He would be exceptional at it, I have a feeling, at throwing a couple balls out of ladder. Just guessing.
I bet you're right.
I got a question, Sean Salisbury, who I think is doing a national show. I find it interesting that we've been talking about the hot dog eating contest for a couple segments. We even had an expert come on. And at this very second, he's running polls on his Twitter about the hot dog eating contest. What's the hardest food to eat in a 10-minute contest? This is the current poll of the Sean Salisbury show nationally. And he's stealing from this show. I'm just going to say it.
Probably.
I think he is. If you were faced with a 10-minute eating contest and there was one food you wouldn't want to eat outside of sour cream.
10 minutes.
How much sour cream could you eat in 10 minutes?
Oh. I mean, what you're talking about with nothing else with it?
Just straight.
I mean, that's gross. I'm trying to think what the worst would be. I mean, ice cream would be tough because you get the brain freeze.
I'd still do it.
Yeah.
I'd still do it. I would say king-size three Musketeer bars would be – and the reason I say that is they look really good, and then you get a bite in, and you're like, oh, I don't like this anymore. This was a bad
decision.
Here you
go. Captain Crunch.
Crunch berries, I'd kill that.
I love Captain Crunch.
Skim milk, though.
But you eat for 10 minutes straight, the top of your mouth is just going to be worn raw.
Yeah.
Because you always – even if you just eat one bowl of Captain Crunch, you've got that sort of some loose skin hanging from the top of your mouth where it's been shredded a little bit.
Fruit-flavored sandpaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 10 full minutes of Cap'n Crunch, as much as you could, would wreck the inside of your mouth.
Not too much going on the sports front, as you could tell from the last 2 hours of our conversation. Yankees are in town to face the Astros this weekend. Aaron Judge and his gigantic bat coming to Minute Maid Park and its tiny dimensions. Lance McCullers on the hill tonight. Can he break the 31-game on-base streak? We will see. The only news from the NBA, Ricky Rubio traded from Minnesota to Utah for their 2018 first-round draft pick. There haven't been any other considerations. I haven't seen anything about our protections, which doesn't matter when you're probably in the bottom third of the draft anyway. That's really it, AJ.
Did you see the lawsuit that's going against Gronk?
Does that have anything to do with his stand-up comedy the other night? Or is this
no,
different?
It's Gronk's new brand. And Nike has fired back at Gronk, saying his logo is too much like that of the Jordan brand. He's got a silhouette of him spiking a football.
Yeah.
That looks, I mean, you can look at it here. It looks a little bit like Jordan's Jumpman.
It looks amazingly like Jordan's Jumpman. He's lefty instead of righty. Or
but
righty
you can tell, lefty. Like, one guy's got a football, one guy's got a basketball.
Yeah.
But that's really what Gronk looks like when he spikes a football, right?
I guess. I'm amazed he hasn't had this
his
brand established
His fingers aren't
earlier.
Out.
True.
Like, Jordan always has the fingers out.
Is the tongue out? You can never tell that
you
with
can't
jump tell
man
anyway.
Jump man, no. But Gronk is a Nike guy, which is making this all the more awkward.
Yeah, really.
Because he wears Nike. He's a spokesman for the brand, but you don't ruffle the feathers of the Jordan brand when you're Gronk. You're not that level yet.
Being referred to as Spike Man by USA Today.
Oh, really?
Go outside the box there, guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I wonder if he's. I wonder if he isn't catching heat for them for some of his off the field antics. I mean, not that Nike hasn't had questionable behavior amongst their clientele before, but maybe he's trying to break away from them.
Maybe so.
Maybe he'll go over to Big Baller.
I don't think so.
Who would be the? You know, you're always going to have that guy out there who just makes poor decisions. The first non-ball to sign a Big Baller. I think it might be a rapper.
More than likely.
Might not be an athlete. It could be a hip-hop artist.
Yeah, I don't know who it would be.
Or even an athlete. What athlete makes the worst decisions? John Jones?
Yeah, it could be John Jones. But John Jones is locked in with Reebok.
I thought he was a Nike dude for some reason.
He was, and then he couldn't be anymore.
I like the fact that this fight with Mayweather coming up, a little bit has been made of the fact that McGregor can wear whatever he wants. I don't know if anyone was expecting him to wear that crappy Reebok gear to the ring.
No.
He can roll with whoever he wants before that fight.
Yeah, and he'll probably make a lot of money from a sponsorship.
It's got Nike written all over it.
But those guys have to understand the guy wearing their gear is going to probably be not happy at the end of the fight.
Are you interested in that fight whatsoever?
I mean, it's a spectacle. I mean, I'll want to watch because I want to see how it happens. I have no doubt, zero doubt at all, who will win the fight. And I've said before, if there's 1% chance that Conor wins, it's that a fight is fixed. I mean, I legitimately think that is the only chance Conor McGregor has to win is if somehow the fight's been fixed.
Which seems so unlikely because
it really does.
To me the only thing that Mayweather loves more in this world than money is that zero on his record.
He needs it. That's part of his legacy. I mean, that matters to him.
And no one outside of McGregor's camp or the Emerald Isle believes he's got a shot at this.
No.
What does that mean to the sport of boxing or the boxing community if somehow, some way, Conor is able to get his hand raised into that?
It means that they probably get two more fights out of this deal.
It seems I hadn't even gone that far. It seems crazy. To me he's the one with nothing to gain here. Because
who?
If he wins,
Floyd?
No, Conor. I think.
Oh, Conor's got everything to gain.
But I don't know because he wins,
with nothing to lose.
If he wins, I think it becomes Floyd was out of the game for 2 years. You know, I just don't see really either of them benefiting from it. I guess
Conor McGregor is going to get $100 million to get beat up.
Oh, they're both getting money. He's going to be a beating, or are we going to see Floyd land early and run?
I mean, Floyd's a counterpuncher. He's not going to like go in there and try to brawl with Conor. But Conor's also a counterpuncher. It could potentially be a really boring fight.
How much do gloves matter in this?
The fact
that he is not bare knuckle or semi bare knuckle like he is in UFC, how much is his power compromised by the fact he's got to wear these gigantic gloves?
I mean, the gloves are basically there to protect your hands.
Right.
More than anything.
So a punch is a punch, no matter.
A punch is a punch. You get hit with those boxing gloves. I mean, it's pretty serious either way.
I can't imagine paying three digits for this.
Well, people are going to do it.
Tyler, are you playing us out?
Yep.
Yes.
Let's take us a break. It's the Blitz Live from Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. We'll be back after the break.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Shock and A.J. with you live until 7. Slew Nor Brewing and Webster, get on down here. The Beer Olympics underway to benefit Alzheimer Foundation's The Longest Day. Get on down here and have some fun, have some beer. By the way, the food here is fantastic, by the way. We've been sampling that throughout the show. This on ESPN right now. Sources are indicating that one Andre Iguodala will be meeting with the San Antonio Spurs exactly 1 minute after midnight to begin. That would be the first team he visits with once it's free and easy to do so. Does it change your mind anything about San Antonio if they can nab him after missing out on CP3?
I mean, I still think San Antonio is right behind Cleveland as the – you know, the
second best.
Yeah, they're the teams chasing the Warriors. They're the teams at the top of the Warrior chasing pile. But
I love that. They don't even rank Golden State.
You don't have to.
Rank your teams. Let's start with.
Dude, when you look at the
those
futures odds, there's a minus next to Golden State. Minus 175 to be exact.
You literally will lose money.
Yeah, so you have to bet $175 to win 100 that a team 11 and a half months from now will win the championship.
I'm curious with guys like Iguodala, J.J. Redick, the same thing. Two guys that, you know, Iguodala's an older guy. He's more of a role player. J.J. Redick, the same thing, whose specialty is long-range shooting, tenacious defense. He never quits. Every minute he's on the court, he's going hard. Two role players that are both going to probably get around $20 million.
Well, to be fair, J.J. Redick's turned into more than just a role player. I think early in his career, J.J. Redick was a role player. J.J. Redick's, I mean, legitimately one of the two or three best shooters in the league that don't play in Golden State. That's a valuable asset.
And he plays defense, which is ridiculous.
Well, it's the same thing with Klay Thompson. Like, people don't realize that Klay Thompson's one of the best defenders. And now, J.J. is not a great defender.
Yep.
J.J.'s a great effort defender. And that's what I always say about Patrick Beverley. Like, Patrick Beverley's first team all defense, which, good for him. Like, I've always said Patrick Beverley's not a great defender, but Patrick Beverley, what he does do is gives great defensive effort, and that's more than a lot of guys in the league will give. I think J.J. Redick's turned into a pretty valuable guy in this league. Iguodala is obviously a really nice player off the bench. I don't think he can start for a team. But from what I understand, one of the teams that J.J. Redick's interested in, and he's talked to the Sixers and the Nets, who are offering the most money.
Mm-hmm.
But he's apparently, if he can work the finances out, he'd like to be in Houston. But that would mean he's coming off the bench.
Oh yeah,
there's only two guards on the court, and you know you're not sitting down James Harden or Chris Paul. Although it wouldn't be stupid of the Rockets to plan for life without Chris Paul because the guy is missing half the games anyway. But you've got Eric Gordon already.
Could be a one-year deal too.
It seems like a strange fit for J.J. Redick to go to the Rockets. But to me, the Warriors are the kind of team who should be looking at guys like Iguodala, should be looking at guys like J.J. Redick, or not the Warriors, the Spurs, because those are players that you put them in a nice role-playing position, and it could do some damage.
I'm curious for a team like Philadelphia that is, you know, it seems like the process is over. They've got the kids that they wanted to get. There's a lot of people in that market.
I still think they're looking to trade Okafor.
Oh, they would give him away for, you know, a case of Ben Gay right now.
Yeah.
He's just not healthy enough to trade.
But neither was Embiid, and now he's very valuable.
That's true. But they never looked to trade Joel. That was the difference. They traded it. That's why they had to trade old boy last year to Dallas, whose name I can't remember. Nerlens Noel, because he was the healthy one. They would have rather to trade Okafor. But a lot of people in that market who think J.J. Redick might be a guy that they go after. I don't know if a team that young who hasn't even played really, they haven't been on the court, whether that's the prudent move to drop $20 million on a guy when you don't even know if you're really a playoff team yet. I feel like they should be, but you don't know.
Yeah, you don't. But you got to go after somebody. You can't just run out a bunch of kids and think you're gonna compete. And that's what Minnesota figured out. Minnesota had a great young roster, but they still couldn't make the playoffs. So what did they do? Said, all right, well, let's go get a guy. They got Jimmy Butler, and now all of a sudden, Minnesota's kind of scary.
They do. I thought they'd be better last year.
I did too.
I was a little surprised.
Now you add Jimmy Butler to that. I mean, that's you've got a hell of a squad there.
Shifting to the NFL, AJ 409 asking. Let's just say Savage goes down with a blown shoulder in week one. I feel like Barry Warner. Let's just say A.J. Hoffman.
So you're assuming Tom Savage makes it through preseason
and
is healthy by week one.
Week one.
Okay.
Of camp.
I'll play along.
If Savage blows out a shoulder week one of camp.
Oh, okay, okay.
Meaning he makes it through the preseason physical, fine. Who's taking snaps with the starters, Whedon or Watson? Wouldn't you say Brandon Whedon?
I would think Brandon Whedon, yeah.
Seems like the easy answer.
They want to slow roll Deshaun Watson out there. You know, what the Cowboys did with Dak was out of necessity. You know, they lost two guys in front of him. That's not the ideal situation. It worked out for the Cowboys last year. They were really good, and Dak was able to show his value right away. But that's obviously not the ideal situation there. So I would guess Brandon Whedon's the guy getting those snaps, which I've said before, and I stand by. I would probably prefer if Tom Savage were healthy and I were running that team, Brandon Whedon would be the guy I'd be looking to ride out the start of the season until Deshaun Watson's ready.
I wonder how bad you have to be as a quarterback for a team with that defense to not make the playoffs. Maybe it's different because Tennessee's a better team. Maybe Luck bounces back. Maybe Bortles gets his act together and it's a really competitive division with four teams. How bad does your quarterback have to be for that defense to be on a non-competitive team?
Pretty bad. I mean, although the defense lost some, you know?
Yeah.
The defense.
But you get J.J. back, too.
You get J.J. back, but J.J. can't play cornerback.
That's true. Yeah,
that's where you're losing a lot. I think that, I mean, I guess what the short answer is, we'll find out. We'll find out with Tom Savage and Brandon Whedon. I mean, I don't know that they're worse than Brock Osweiler was. I like to think they're not, but it's quite possible they are. You wouldn't have thought Brock Osweiler could be worse than Ryan Mallett, but he was.
Man. 409 texting in, have you guys tried Mexican snacks, cakes, specifically gansitos, when refrigerated, are mind-blowing? That is outside of my realm.
That is not in my world, no.
Damn.
Where would you get those?
I don't even want to try it, 409.
Would you get those at Fiesta Mart? Or can you just get them at a regular
I go to Fiesta a lot.
White people grocery store?
I haven't
store.
Seen them. It sounds like gas station snacks.
Do you go to Fiesta a lot?
Yeah, because it's 3 blocks from my house.
Is that like your go-to grocery store?
In a pinch, yeah. I mean, I'll drive the extra half mile to HEB, but
you prefer not to.
Actually, they got the best prices on Blue Bell, so I love a Fiesta. 3 for $10? You kidding me?
That's pretty good.
It's damn strong, and in my house, it's gone in 3 days.
Yeah, there's no Fiesta around my house.
Fiesta,
but I don't mind it.
I always said when I first moved here, they had that Fiesta on I-10 that's no longer there, and to me, it looked like Vegas. At night, whenever you drove by, and when
you're flying, like a party's going on,
absolutely. And when you're flying in to Houston from the Northeast, flying into Hobby, the first thing that you can really make out in the airplane heading in, there's a Fiesta. It must be 4 miles from the airport.
It's a party.
You can see it clear as day from 10,000 feet or whatever it is. I guess.
Yeah, I've never seen those snack. You should look at Fiesta and see if you find them.
I may do
if you
that.
Do bring them in.
I don't think you're gonna want them. Lamont says Connor is 14 or 12 years. Usually you put the small number first, but I'll let it go this time, Lamont. 14
no,
or 12 years younger.
You didn't let it go.
Hear your people give you the score in reverse order. They're losing 3-5.
I don't like that. I also don't like when we play baseball. Like when my kid is on a baseball team and I help coach it.
Laminette calls them points, not runs.
And they'll you ask for the count.
Yeah.
And then the kids will be like, is that – so they'll say 1 and 2. They'll be like, is that 1 strike or 2 strikes? I'm like, dude.
There's an order.
It goes in order. Don't be dumb.
ESPN saying the Rockets are attempting to trade for Paul George at this moment. So Daryl Morey is
– I think that moment's been going on for the last
sorcery.
2 days.
Sorcery. They have a correspondent here who's saying it now. So it must be legitimate. Oh, who cares? It doesn't matter. He could be here and won't matter.
It matters not.
It doesn't matter. Let's take us a quick break. 6:27 p.m. here in Houston. The Blitz live at Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, Texas. We'll be right back. Another promise, another scene, another package like to keep us trapped in greed. A green bounce wrapped around our minds.
ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
There's a Yahoo report about, A.J., the jersey that Steph Curry wore in Game 3 of these past NBA Finals sold for $135,060.
Oh, boy.
Why Game 3? Why? I mean, did he cure cancer during that game? What happened?
Game 3, the game they lost?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it was the game they lost, I believe.
No, they won Game 4.
They won Game 3 in Cleveland, lost Game 4.
Game 3 was the game that it was the crazy comeback game where it looked like they were going to get their doors blown off.
Yeah.
They came back and won.
$135,000.
Jeez.
For a game-worn jersey.
Yeah, I'm not a merch guy like that. I'm not into that memorabilia.
I guess the NBA announced their top 15 selling jerseys during the playoffs, and Curry edged out LeBron and Durant. I don't know if they're ranking 15 players from the finals, because that would be bizarre. No, it wouldn't. It was Curry, LeBron, Durant, then Russ, then Kyrie ahead of Kawhi Leonard.
So four of the top five were in the finals.
Pretty much. And then 10 and 11 were Clay and Dre. Outside of that, no one else.
No Kevin Love jersey sold, huh?
No. Oddly enough, no J.R. Reed.
Who's the highest-ranking white guy?
Highest-ranking white guy. Are we counting Euros?
Sure.
I guess you'd have to. Does Klay Thompson count?
Yeah, I mean, he counts as much as Steph.
There's none in the top 15.
None in the top 15.
How about Giannis? Can we count him?
No.
He's Greek?
No.
No?
No.
Can't count a Western European?
That's the thing, like, about NBA jerseys. White guys, like white NBA fans, will wear a black guy's jersey. Black NBA fans won't wear a white guy's jersey.
Would it be Hayward?
You would think he's probably Porzingis, just because he's in New York.
He's in New York. That's true. Well, you know, the whole New York market is just walking around in malaise. They're not really buying anything.
Maybe.
Especially now they don't even know if he'll be there.
Yeah.
He'll be there, but they don't know for sure. We had an intern, a gigantic African-American young man, wearing a Larry Bird jersey in the bullpen a couple months back, which I found interesting.
A throwback white guy jersey.
And, and it looked new. I mean, it wasn't obviously game-worn. It wasn't anything Larry could have fit into.
Right.
But that always, we asked if he actually knew who he was. Did you see it in a rap video or something? He just liked it. And no, he said, no, I'm a fan of Larry Bird. He was stone cold. I'm like, you're right.
That guy's lying.
Most popular team merch, Golden State, Cleveland, then Chicago, Boston, San Antonio. I can't imagine buying San Antonio merch. But if you're in that city and that's all you have,
that's
outside
the only
of
team,
minor
man.
League baseball.
That's how you rep that city.
Monster truck rallies and stuff. What else they do in San Antonio?
Where do Los Rockets?
Los Rockets. They are not. Oh, they are. Number 10.
Number 10.
Behind Philadelphia. Suck it, Houston. All the bandwagoners buying Embiid jerseys around the United States.
How about behind the number 18?
And behind Milwaukee Bucks.
So the Milwaukee Bucks sold more team merchandise than the Rockets?
Yes, they did.
That's awkward.
They got, what, two guys? They got John. I mean, it's not old Terry Cummings and Sidney Moncrief jerseys. It's got to be.
It's Vin Baker.
It's, who was the big Jack Sigma?
Yeah.
Behind the vintage Sigma stuff?
Didn't Tony Kukoc go to the Bucks after the Bulls?
Ray Allen, I think he was exiled to Milwaukee for a short time.
And Ray Allen was traded for Gary Payton, so you could get Ray Allen or Gary Payton Bucks gear.
But that's all like in junior sizes.
Right.
Gary Payton stuff you'd find in the children's department, I have a feeling. I wouldn't. I'm not a merch guy anymore. Every now and then I want to be like, it'd be cool. Get a hat, get something.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I have three or four hats I wear in rotation, and that's pretty much
it.
Certainly nothing with another man's name on the back.
Now, I used to be a jersey guy when I was young, but then, like, once you reach a certain age, it's inappropriate to wear jerseys. It's weird.
Like Jay-Z, once you reach 40, you dress.
I think he said 30 plus.
Did he say 30? I think you're right.
A crisp pair of jeans, and then he threw the N-word out, and then he said a button-up. So that's what I should be wearing. I've just graduated from not wearing jerseys to wearing jeans and T-shirts.
You're not a jeans ironer, are you?
No, I don't have the crisp pair of jeans.
Holy God in hell. I don't understand that.
No.
Lauren Pope is asking, do those professional eating contests we alluded to earlier have sponsors? I do not know. They're not listed. But like I said, if you go to, is it Houston? Oh, Eat Feats, EATFEATS. It's not Feats like Rex Ryan. It's Feats as in accomplishing something. They have a sweet calendar there, and I think it goes all the way through for like 2 years. And it's got everything you'd want to go on there, as well as links. So, but no one's sponsoring. My hard-boiled egg eating contest sounds disgusting.
That's bad. I don't like hard-boiled eggs at all.
And there are two of them, Alamo Draft House. What are you thinking? Ugh.
Don't like.
Gross. Not even. I was doing one of those weight loss deals a couple years ago, and that was like their breakfast substitute for milk or whatever. Yeah, eat three egg whites. I couldn't put enough Old Bay or Tony C's on it to force them down.
Yeah, no thanks. How about a deviled egg? Is that for you?
No, and Mr. Gal brings those around the office periodically.
I've avoided them.
And I think I don't want to say it's Pennsylvania Dutch because it's not, obviously, but that's something in my family, like ambrosia salad, just something that you see all the time. And that's about the most disgusting thing on the planet, a deviled egg. You can't put enough paprika or anything else on it. And he brings them around like I love them. And
you,
I always tell him, Mr.
One?
Gal, no. I'm a company guy. I will not take that bullet.
Christina always takes one. I don't think she ever eats it.
She doesn't eat it. Christina Anderson?
Yeah.
So she's been lying to Mr. Gal
all
these years?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't think she likes deviled eggs, but she always takes one because he always insists that she do.
It's freaking gross. He never insists. I think she's just kissing up.
That could be.
She doesn't need to. She's an institution at that station.
Well, yeah.
She's been there longer than Fred.
Yeah, that's true. She's pretty good. But maybe that's why she's been there for so long, because she eats it, or she takes the deviled egg, and then who knows what she does with it. I don't know.
Feeds it to her little dog.
Could be.
El Jefe says San Antonio has the Missions. Their hats sell well in San Antonio.
Hold on. Let's go back to something you told me during the break. Hmm. Did Dustin say Central Texas is overrated and
we
it blows?
We got an email, a tweet from Dustin in Sources. Sources also sucks from what I've heard. Says Central Texas is the most overrated place. It blows. I don't know where that comes from.
I don't know where that comes from either.
You've explained it as being San Antonio, Austin.
I think Central Texas is like Austin, San Antonio, and surrounding areas, which is like the Hill Country.
The Hill Country, which is awesome.
The best part of Texas.
Wimmerly and Green.
Well, I think he might be referring to the Central Texas barbecue place you were talking about earlier.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think so. I don't know.
Okay. That's acceptable.
That makes sense to me, yeah.
The one that was the only one in Pearland for
for the
years
longest time, yeah.
Okay, I don't know about that place, so it might suck and might be overrated. I thought he meant Central Texas in general.
In general,
which is like I'm gonna
fighting words. I'm not even from here. And that's
I'm gonna put
words.
Down that's Central Texas, the best part of Texas, like that Hill Country area. That's about as good as it gets.
We're trying to break down where to go for vacation in a couple weeks. So the only 2 week period we have between strength and conditioning camp for my oldest two and when training camp starts. And they're on the fence between going down to the coast or going back to the Hill Country. And because of the onion rings at the grist mill, I think they're leaning towards Green.
So when you guys go Hill Country, you go New Braunfels?
We stayed in Wimmerly last time. We rented a house out there and it was awesome. We went to Comal Park to do a little swimming. I mean, it was cool.
All right. I'll tell you off the air the place to go.
Please,
I'm going to help you out.
We're trying to figure it out.
Don't let onion rings decide your vacation.
Oh,
it's absurd.
Well, I mean, as long as we can drive to Green and Green
Hall.
You
can drive through, sure.
That's all we're talking about.
Yeah.
Dustin also says Rockets gear is so bad looking, though. I saw a picture. I must have missed the game. They have a jersey with a checkered flag on the sides. Did you see that?
I haven't. Oh, yeah, the gray ones.
What in the hell?
Oh, I don't like that. I don't know what they're doing.
Ugh. Come on, Rockets.
I don't know what they're doing.
The easiest color scheme in the world to not screw up. As long as it's not mustard and ketchup, no one cares.
Yeah, where's that? What is that all about? I don't know why they wore those gray jerseys. It's a bad look.
Let's take our final break. It is the Blitz, Shock and AJ Live at Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. We'll be right back. Talking, walk if you're down with the sick. Take a with some and take this from this jam out of town. Put it down for the father of rap. And if you get cracked, jet your trap.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. And while school just ended, it's not that far from back to school, and they need your help. Houston Can Academies is a great, great place. It takes in kids that have dropped out of other schools and gives them a second chance. And a lot of these are really, really good kids that had to drop out. Maybe they had to get a job to support their family, or they had transportation problems. Well, whatever their problem is, Houston Can Academy works around that. And they give these kids a second chance. And so many of them go on to do great things, but they need your help. And a lot of Blitzers have stepped up and donated. It's your turn. And by donations, we just mean cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, RVs, tractors. Doesn't matter if they're running or not. Doesn't matter what kind of shape they're in. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. And your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Well, guess what? Free $50 Visa gift card. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. It's a win-win for everybody. HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Welcome back. Closing up shop here at Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. Mike Liebeschock and A.J. Hoffman. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Thank you all for having me out. Fred will be back after the 4th. You guys have off. So, man, AJ, enjoy your 4th of July weekend.
I'll do my best. Do you know?
Sounds like you will.
Do we know who's working on Monday for me? Or are we just running national?
I think it's national.
No, it's going to be HD Show is going to be taking over the Blitz.
Because I think Raheel is having some kind of 4th of July extravaganza on the 3rd. Like, they're going to do something weird. Oh, you're part of that.
Yeah. We're going to make Trey eat in honor of July 4th. We're going to make Trey eat 7 bomb pops in 4 minutes. We're going to see if he can.
Oh, he's going to black out.
Yeah.
I think he should eat hot dogs.
Get him.
I think I'm one of the 4 people in Gal Media who's working on the 3rd of July. I cannot wait to see that. I'm glad
Stop on by, man. We'll be here.
I'll be there. Me and the bear hanging out. Derek Lockridge hitting us on Twitter. The checkered flag of those Rockets jerseys is an homage to the space shuttle.
Nope, don't care.
Why not just put a damn space shuttle on the jersey?
Well, they tried that, and that was the worst.
Well, yeah, I mean, as your everyday uniform, yeah, it was awful. But
I think the space shuttle could have been okay, but they made the fatal mistake of putting a face on a space shuttle.
I forgot about that.
It was like a sort of an angry face on the space. Like, that's weird.
Space
shuttles don't have faces. I don't like that.
I mean, I see that. I mean, we went up to Shawnee, Oklahoma for a college visit last week, drove right past Texas Motor Speedway. That's what I'm thinking of when I see a checkered flag, NASCAR or Formula One or something. The space shuttle. Or a panda.
Yeah.
Come on. Lamont says that Brooklyn, New York, and he knows this because he's been researching New York barbecue for some reason, has better barbecue than Central Texas. So the experts have spoken.
That's a lie. It's a lie.
I think it's a Texas guy who's up there doing it, though.
He's full of it. I'm telling you. I promise. I've had barbecue in New York, and it's nonsense.
Recently?
Within the last 3-4 years? Yeah.
Yeah, this place is less than a year and a half old, I think.
Okay.
It's a guy from here.
Okay.
Who took it up there. So it doesn't count as New York barbecue if you're from Texas, carpetbagger.
And I doubt that he's doing things better than Ronnie Killen or Aaron Franklin, I promise you.
Someone was asking a little earlier where you rank Pinkertons here on Food of Ages, ESPN 975.
Pinkertons is good. I enjoy them. I haven't eaten them since I've been on my barbecue tour, but I've had Pinkertons before, and they're really solid. And I think the cool thing about that place is that kid that runs it is like 23 or 24 years old. Like the pit master, the guy who's smoking all the meat is a young kid. So he's got it together. And I would imagine he's only going to get better.
I'm amazed at what a culture that is. And I'm not talking about even the competitive people or the people going Food Network. We get pictures sent to us on Sunday morning for our show of people who have been in that 2 or 3 hours already. I mean, they, just for the hell of it, getting up at 6 a.m. on a Sunday morning just to fire up the smoker.
Yeah.
Is that you?
No, I don't smoke my own. I go buy. I go buy other people's who do it better than I do.
Mm.
There's a lot of people who also don't understand the difference between barbecue and grilling.
There's a
big difference.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about like smoking something over a long period of time over a really low heat.
Yep.
as opposed to grilling something like almost over direct heat.
I'm not afraid to say I have a gas grill because I like the convenience.
Yeah, I don't own a gas grill.
I want to be a charcoal guy.
Yeah.
I don't have the patience.
I honestly rarely cook with charcoal. When I do cook, it's usually with wood.
713
I do have charcoal, though, in case I'm not cooking with wood.
I've seen the combo ones, like at Sam's Club. That might be worth it.
Don't get your grill from Sam's Club. That's why if you
or maybe it was Academy. I'm sorry.
If you got to get serious, don't get your grill from one of those shops.
You say Home Depot?
No, go to a grill shop or something. Or like,
oh man,
my grill is homemade from like somebody welded it for me out of pipe casing.
Nice.
Yeah,
you'll have it forever.
Yeah,
that's the best part. 713 offers, Johnny Manziel may be the first guy to sign with Big Baller. You're assuming that...
I don't think Big Baller's looking for that.
I don't think they want him.
And if you don't recall the Big Baller brand, you remember why UCLA lost in the tournament? It's because all the white guys, they're not looking to sign white guys.
Is he? Did you kind of blur that line a little bit, Johnny?
Johnny Manziel?
Yeah.
No, he's definitely white.
Yeah, he definitely is, now you think about it.
Yeah.
409
and
says,
like the ball kids are all half white, but they don't – they that's –
Someone had a picture of a combination of Drake and Screech equals
– LeVar Ball.
Yeah. I'm like, damn, that
that's
is
pretty
so
accurate.
Perfect.
It is pretty accurate.
And not even like grown-up Dustin Diamond, like
no.
11th grade when he was chasing Lisa Turtle.
Yeah. Dustin Diamond now is like in porno, I think.
In jail?
I don't know what he's doing.
He should be in jail. All that money he stole from NBC.
Yeah.
Tyler,
is this the last segment?
Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is.
How do we get to here?
I don't know, but it went by very quick.
We've hardly talked about sports at all today, which is awesome.
Just enough.
I feel like that's a trend with Shock, though.
He likes Why?
He likes the food talk.
It just went that way, you know? It's 4th of July. People eat.
That's true.
You'll sit around and watch baseball you could. That's their day. You know, like Christmas is the NBA's day. You know, 4th of July is MLB's day and hot dog eating. There's Canadian football on our. That can't be live, is it? British Columbia and Toronto?
I don't know.
Good God. Fowler's in his glory.
What do I know about that?
Somebody's got a signal up there. Corkscrew Barbecue, that's another question.
That place is legit.
Tying coming down the stretch here.
Yeah.
936 says, "Dear Lord, don't let this guy talk about barbecue pits anymore." I guess he means me, and I don't have a pit, so I would never venture into that territory. I'm the wrong guy to ask questions about that.
He might be talking about me. Maybe he's a guy who gets his grill at Target and doesn't like me complaining about it.
Speaking of barbecue pits, did you know that Aaron Franklin like welded all of his pits by himself?
Yeah, and Aaron Franklin
that's
put
crazy.
Out a. And this is the Aaron Franklin basically put out a book on how to build
how to make one
a barbecue pit.
I watched a 20-minute YouTube video last night on him building his own barbecue pit.
And 20 minutes?
Do you want to do one?
Yes, I do.
Well, you should.
So what's the overhead like, Tyler? Is that equipment you can rent at Home Depot or Lowe's, or do you have to buy a welder? How does that work?
I'm not sure, but
do you know how to weld?
Find out. No, I don't. I do know a welder, though.
You know how to weld?
I would almost go to a trade school and learn just so I could do something like that.
I wish I knew how to be a welder. That's like one skill that I wish I had. And when I worked offshore on the oil rig, I tried to apprentice with the welder. Unfortunately, the welder on our oil rig was like an oxycodone addict. So, or an OxyContin. Sorry, I gave him too much credit. OxyContin addict.
Not the right guy.
So I had a hard time learning much from him. Except how to crush up pills and snort them and be really high for the next 9 hours.
What was your responsibility out on the rig?
I was a roughneck, so I was like in charge of putting,
swinging ropes around and stuff,
like putting pipe into the ground or into the ocean floor.
Some things never change.
Yep.
El Jefe says,
I've been putting my pipe into the ocean floor for years and years, my friend.
That's all I wanted to hear.
I'm going to go home and do that tonight. I'm going to find that ocean floor. Run my pipe right down in that bad boy.
El Jefe says, say what you want, but those Rocket hats with the old Rocket logo on them sell like crazy.
Well, I don't care what sells. People are stupid.
It's like a snapback you get at Bucky's.
People buy stupid stuff all the time. It doesn't mean it's good.
Did you say 2 minutes, Tyler?
No, I think he said 10 seconds.
Oh, 10 seconds?
Hey, it's been real.
Sweet, it's been real. Everyone here gets an A except for me. I'll take that C+.
Thanks this to Saloon been, Door Brewing.
Yeah, indeed.
For down here in Webster.
And the brew. Get down here. They're here all night for the Beer Olympics. For AJ, I'm Shock. That's Tyler and our promotions crew. This has been The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Have a great 4th.